We go now to Ask the Expert, and I welcome in my guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm fine.
Nice to talk with you, Connie. And inheriting an IRA can be tricky. The tax liability on a traditional IRA doesn't go away at the death of the IRA owner. So, Connie, what's important to know when someone inherits an IRA?
Well, Joey, inheriting an IRA is different than most assets that you might inherit. The IRA comes with some important tax rules. Making a mistake could reduce the size of your inheritance due to unintended taxes and even penalties. The first option that an heir has is to pay the taxes due and receive a check for the remainder to spend or invest any way you want. If it's a large IRA, this is probably your worst choice because taxes will be due on the entire amount of the IRA in 1 year. A surviving spouse has the option to remain as the beneficiary of the existing IRA. So if the spouse is under age 59 and a half, that may be a good choice because he or she can take distributions as needed as a beneficiary with no early withdrawal penalty. You'll owe taxes on distributions that you receive, but you won't incur a penalty. Another option for a spouse is to roll over the IRA into an IRA in his or her own name. A spouse is the only beneficiary who can do this. Then she would follow the regular rules for distributions from her own IRA. So when the surviving spouse is over age 59 and a half, this might be the most favorable option. But there are different rules for a non-spouse beneficiary. For example, if you inherit an IRA from your parent, you'll not be able to move this money into an IRA in your own name. You must set up an account called an inherited IRA and keep it separate from any other IRAs that you own. If the original owner was old enough to be taking required minimum distributions, that's over age 73, then beginning the year following the IRA owner's death, the beneficiary will need to begin making minimum distributions. There is a new rule if the original owner passed away on or after January 1st, 2020. The non-spouse beneficiary must receive all the proceeds from the IRA over a 10-year period. There are a few exceptions, but for most beneficiaries who are not spouses, we no longer have a life expectancy option. Depending upon the size of the IRA, taking all the money in 10 years could have a significant impact on your own taxes, and it requires some tax planning. We recommend that you seek advice from a financial professional before deciding how to receive inherited IRA money. There are many rules, and there are a few exceptions. So a mistake could cost you thousands of dollars in taxes.
Very important information this morning, Connie. If our listeners would like to reach out to you with questions, how can they do so?
Our phone number is 540-772-4545, 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.